SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Heavy storms slammed the Houston area again Friday, widening already dangerous flooding in Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says flooding has been heavy in Houston over the past week.
It's really been several waves of heavy rain that have impacted the greater Houston area. The first one coming on Sunday night into Monday morning, and then several additional periods of rainfall after that that have led to both flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers.
He predicts more heavy weather for the area over the weekend. No injuries or fatalities have been reported so far. A U.S. representative and his wife have been indicted, correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The charges are in connection with a federal probe into Cuellar and his wife's ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The Justice Department says the couple is in custody after surrendering to authorities. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
United Methodist delegates have repealed their church's long-standing ban on same-sex marriages or unions by its clergy. The action marked the final major repeal of the Book of Discipline's bans that were embedded in the laws and social teachings of the United Methodist Church. Church delegates from Africa decried the decision. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 450 points, the Nasdaq rose 315, the S&P advanced 63. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to pornographers.
In a unanimous order, the justices have refused to block a new Texas law that requires pornographic websites to confirm that a user is 18 or older before admitting them to the site. Earlier this year, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. The pornographers say they will continue an appeal to the Supreme Court on the merits of the case, but for now, the age verification requirement stays in place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2 years after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, America's abortion landscape continues to shift. Currently, 14 states are enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions. Most Democratic-led states, meanwhile, have taken steps to expand access to abortion and attract women from pro-life states. Florida, Maryland, and New York have measures on the ballot in November to enshrine abortion. This is SRN News. Turkey has suspended all trade with Israel over its offensive in Gaza. From Istanbul, Turkey, BBC correspondent Orla Garin reports on the potential effects of that ban.
The largest volume of trade is going from here to there. About 70-75% of the trade relationship is Turkish exports. And let's not forget there is an economic crisis here. The latest inflation rate figures are an official rate of about 68%. There will be an impact in Israel. Construction industry sources there are saying that about a third of the cement that Israel uses for local construction is coming from Turkey, and about 70% of the iron. Israel has already said it will look for a workaround. It will try to find new trade partners.
The Turkish Trade Ministry said the measures would be in place until Israel is allowed aid into Gaza. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.